But he's still first in my life.
There you go.
My house is not a mansion. I drive no fancy car. In this world, I may never travel very far. But to all the troubles, the trials that we see, just an old-time Christian, that's all I want to be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear his name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me. Don't you look on me in pity and think I'm doing bad. For this life I'm now living, it's the best I ever had. God's plan of salvation is hard for some to see. But just an old-time Christian, that's all I want to be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear his name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me. This is the best part. I'm an heir to the Father, a joiner with the Son. There's a crown of life awaiting for all that overcome. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for the times you set me free. But just an old-time Christian, that's all I want to be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear his name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me.
Thank you, Lord.
I truly am this morning proud to be a child of the King. I told somebody the other day, we was talking about that song, and I told him, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, I'm not bragging, I told him, but I said, I can't never remember a singing that song what I didn't feel the spirits of. I never remember singing that without God, without the Spirit. And that's not bragging, that's just facts.
Just thankful,
that's just thankful.
Yeah.
I told him with my old companion. I feel so good already. Me and my companion on the way over here this morning. I said, I told her, we talked, and I said, I'm glad, honey, that he's still number one with us.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we want to go to church somewhere every Sunday. And I said, I'm glad he's still number one, Brother Junior.
Amen.
I'm thankful
Amen.
That he's still, Brother Keith, first and foremost in my life.
Yeah.
He's first, Brother Squire Watts, out there on that little ridge where we live. He's first in our life. He's first, I try to thank think to myself, what would Jesus do? Yes. What would he have me to do? Yeah. That's what I like to do.
Yeah. Won't go wrong.
What would you do? I want to tell you one thing, folks. If people would pray first and act on that, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in what this old man here wants, but I'm interested in what God wants. He's first and foremost. I put God first and everything else will be all right.
Yes,
sir. Is that all right?
It's all right.
Put Jesus first and everything else will be all right, Brother Lonnie. I guarantee it. He can fix it. If you got a problem, he can fix it. How do I know that? Because he fixed mine. And I had a big problem, Sister Shelby. But if you got a big problem, he's a big Savior. He's a big Savior. This old big world's got big problems. But they don't pray like they should, Brother Squire. He can fix things. If people, if you come here this morning and everyone like they was on the day of Pentecost, we can have a good meeting.
Yes, sir.
If they're all in one accord. You got to come desiring, wanting to hear from heaven. They expect too much out of us sometimes when they put us up here. We got to have some help. And if you're here unbrokenhearted and with a tongue cry spirit, he'll hear you. And he'll answer. He said he would. If you come to him with a broken heart and a tongue cry spirit, he'll take care. He'll help you, Brother John. He'll come to the rescue because he come to mine. And he never did run off and leave me or forget about me. I come up short many times. And even yet today, I'm still way short.
Amen.
But you have to put something into it, Brother Fred.
Absolutely.
You got to call it. There's something for you to do. You know, there's people just sitting around. Thinks that when he gets ready for me, he'll reach down and grab me up. It don't work that way.
Amen.
It don't work that way. If you don't ask him first, you'll never get it. Is that all right? You got to ask first. There's something for you to do. You got to want it. You got to have a desire. He become my number one priority. And he is yet today. He's just as good and better now, Brother Lonnie Brown, as it was when he first come to live with me. Better, closer I get, the sweeter it is.
Amen.
He's singing a song on the radio like that. I'm closer today than I was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Every day. You know, this old man here, he wants to stay here, this outward man, as long as he can. Probably would spend everything he could get a hold of. I just stay here. But the man on the inside, he's ready. He ain't troubled about a thing, Sister Claudette. Since that sweet September morning, this man, that thing on the inside, it's been at rest with God. It was at rest with God that morning. When he come down there and saved my soul and moved in, took up. Would you believe that? Would you have that? It's already. But this man on the outside, he's waiting for the promise. He's waiting. He ain't received his yet. But he's going to. Then they'll match. They'll both be righteous and ready to go home when I get raised in that morning. What about that? This is just a get ready place. But get ready. That's what it's for. Get ready. If you want to go to heaven, you can. He's in reach of everyone on this earth that wants to go bad enough. But how bad do you want to go?
Yeah.
There's the thing. How bad do you want to go? You can't slop around and and get saved. It just don't happen that way. You ain't going to fall in. Ain't going to be no accident
no.
or nothing like that.
You're
not going to get there that
Amen.
Way. You got to do something to it. You got to put something to it. Sing a song. I want Brother Keith to hold prayer. But get ready today. Like Brother Squire, that's it.